Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey guys!
It's
happening! With
Snooki
and Joey.
Rock on me!
Welcome back, bitches, to the shit show.
It's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks since our last entry.
I can't remember the last time that we did a video session.
It's been many moons.
A video record. But happy Friday, bitches. Welcome to the show. Joey is traveling right now overseas for his other podcast. He has a live show tonight. Do you want to shout it out?
Yeah.
Well it already happened, but
it's over by then. Yeah. I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm at our nation's capital. I'm performing at the D.C. Improv tonight, so hopefully it's a good show. I'm saying, what's that? What is that?
Thumbs what is up? That bubble?
Well, who did that?
I don't know.
Oh! What is happening?
Ew! I just look so weird. This technology is crazy. All right, so you have a show tonight.
DC Improv, yeah. So anyone who came out, thank you for coming. But then Snoopy and I have an appearance tomorrow.
So tomorrow, bitches, it's going down. Me and Joey and my best girlfriends are headed to Atlantic City tomorrow because I have my first club appearance in freaking 10 years at the Harris Pool After Dark, which was like one of my favorite places to go, like back in the day. That's where all the Guidos went and the Juice Heads and fist pumped. And it was like the best time. So I'm super excited to go. I had a few club appearances there back in the day and it was just so much fun. So I will be there tomorrow night, bitches. Harris Pool After Dark. Joey's coming. We're actually, so I was so excited. I was like, okay, like, can't wait. I haven't done a club appearance in a while. Why not invite my girlfriends? And all my girlfriends are moms. So I was like, oh my God, this could be like a fun girls' night because my girls, you guys know that I grew up in upstate New York. So like I've been living in Jersey for like 12 years now. So I hardly get to see them. So I'm like, this is my time to invite my mom girlfriends. Like I literally gave them 3 months advance. And I was like, we're doing this. I have a club appearance. We're going down. So Joey's going to meet us down there with boyfriends. What do we name him again?
Stuart.
Stuart. So Stuart's coming with Joey. He's going to meet us down there. We're going to do a spa day and we're getting like all the spa stuff done. We're going to gamble, go out to a nice dinner, and then I'll see you bitches on my club appearance at Harris. So if you guys are in the Tri-State area and you can come down, you better come get a room. It's going to be freaking fun. It's a girls' night.
I'm so excited. I haven't had a girls' night in a long time. So, like one that's done. We've gone to bars and drunk at our house stuff, but like
I want Stuart to get drunk. Stuart drunk is so funny to me.
I know. It's civilized fun because we're going to do fancy things. We're staying in a nice hotel. We're sleeping over. We're not going to be degenerates. We are, but it's going to be like controlled chaos in a way. And I've done that forever. What kind of spa treatment are you going to get? What kind of spa treatment are you going to get?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm not sure because, you know, I always wanted to get like a massage, but then like, I don't like my skin is very delicate. So if they start pushing, I'm going to cry. And I love facials. So I might get a facial. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, sorry. I just got off a flight.
Calm down.
A body wrap. I want to do like with the body treatment. So I think that there's one I have like a wrap that's like seaweed on your body or something, and then they massage you, and then like a
Yeah, like a mud wrap. And I also looked at the place. They have like a nice like pool jacuzzi in the spa. So after our treatments, we could go in there and like have a mimosa. Oh my God, it's going to be so relaxing before the night of chaos. I can't wait.
The lap of luxury. I'm very excited about the
thing. Cannot wait.
Including me. I'm staying at a very fancy hotel. I'm at the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C. I got here.
It doesn't look fancy at all.
What is?
Is it?
There's diptyque.
It looks like you're at the courtyard.
No. And maybe it's just this angle, but it's very nice. There's a lamp.
It doesn't look like I just booked our hotel for our Boston appearance.
Oh,
it doesn't look nice. And it's going to be nice and fancy. So you guys also, our live shows are coming up.
Yes.
You bitches better get tickets now.
Girl.
Like, let's go. Oh, you got to wake your ass up. Tell everyone. So Joey got a little jealous because Dina posted how we had 1 million plays on our podcast. We literally just started. So, you know, this is Dina's first podcast. So Dina's like so souped about everything. And, you know, obviously I love our podcast as well.
Great.
But then Joey was like, ugh. So then Joey had to find out how many plays we have here at It's Happening with Snoopy and Joey. What was the number?
Well, I didn't know how she got these how she was pulling these statistics. So I saw that she was like saying 1 million followers or whatever listeners. And I was like, we don't have a listener count. So I emailed our people at the podcast and I asked how many R was.
It was like, ma'am.
25.5 million.
Are we like,
we've been doing
I wish it was 25.5 million crusaders.
I wish
Can you imagine all those crusaders? Dollars.
Imagine it was a dollar for each listen.
Oh.
We had $25 million.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, a lot's going on. So our tour we're going to be doing, our first show is going to be in Pennsylvania, Ben Salem, PA, at Parks Casino.
Very soon.
Yes, at the end of this month.
Right? So yeah, we still need to get our show together and figure it out. But regardless of that and like how we're going to set it up, you guys, our live shows, if you've been to our live shows, you know about it, bitch. It's a fun freaking girls' night. Bring your girls, bring your mom. Like, it's literally just like the best time ever. And we're all just drinking and chatting and, you know, getting drunk together.
I say it's like the best girls' night out ever, like you just said. You just kind of all hang out and tell stories, laugh. We do little games and contests and, you know, tell stories of yesteryear. So we're storytellers, first of all.
It'll be a night to remember unless you black out and you drown. But it's going to be a good time. So grab your tickets.
Yeah. You can go to Snoopy's link.
Can you imagine I drenned on stage?
You've done it twice.
No, like drenned?
No, you did it after the show, though, once. And I almost got hit.
Didn't I stay in the car? And I was like,
I hope she doesn't come this weekend. I don't want to see her this Saturday.
No, Dren hasn't came out in a while, to be honest. Dren has been, like, dormant. I've been so good, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, even when I came to your house. So, I actually went to Joey's apartment the other week. I was so excited because you were right around the corner. You live right there.
Me and Dina
ended up having our friends over at the podcast, our guests, Zachariah from the Camp Counselor podcast and his boyfriend. I didn't know they were dating. So you guys can listen to that. We just released it this week on Meatball Pod, sorry. But I was like, Dina, like we have all this time, we got done at 2:00. And you know, usually when we go to the city to do the podcast, like we want to get lunch after and like hang out because I hardly get to see her. And I was like, Dina, let's just go to Joey's. Joey's home. So we ended up going to Joey's and we just had some wine, enjoyed ourselves. I almost burnt Joey's apartment down.
What was that about?
I don't know what happened.
Well, she had a lighter and had that big centerpiece I had with the fake moss, the sea moss in there. And I don't know, she was over there playing with candles or something. And I'm thinking like there was smoke everywhere. And we all had to lay out, stop, drop, and roll.
It literally lit up like a freaking Christmas tree. It was like, whoosh. I was like, oh my God.
But you haven't been there forever. Thank God you came back. I'm actually not in my apartment right now. I had to move out. There's no air conditioning.
You're moving out?
They're not moving out. There's no air conditioning in my building. I had to leave yesterday. Oh, 2 days ago.
It's like 90 degrees here.
It was 95 degrees in my living room. Literally, I have from the Nest Cam.
Did you want to die?
I had to get out of there. I left the building like I was like I got out of a fire. I was sweating. I was like clothes are soaking wet. I was about to pass out. I had to get out of there gasping for air. It was that hot in there. And I don't know if it's on yet, but thank God I'm here. But I've been staying in a hotel and I'd sleep at Bay's house. I can't go back there until it's like fully air conditioned again. That's the big.
But are they like paying for your hotel? Like that's messed up.
Oh,
that's crazy. And they should give you like some deposit back.
Yeah, I'm saying. So why would you like? I don't know if they were doing maintenance or maybe just broke. I don't know. But if future people, if you're an AVAC person or HVAC person, going on the record, why wouldn't you treat? If you need like yearly rent maintenance or like routine maintenance. Why wouldn't you do that in the wintertime when no one's using the air conditioners? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of doing it in
that's weird.
The day the hottest day of the summer. Started doing it now. I don't know what the
maybe everything is. Just broke because everyone put their air on so high maybe. That it just collapsed.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully that's what it was, but hopefully it's back up and running. And I hope it's like they like fill it up with much more cold water because I want it to be like ice cold in my house. I want to be able to search perishable.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111 and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
If you guys know us, you know that me and Joey hate sweating. We hate being hot. Everything has to be like freezing. Like I love being cold. If I'm in a room, it has to be like 64, 65 degrees. Like it needs to be cold. And if it's not cold and I'm sweating, especially in bed, ugh, that's the worst freaking feeling in the world.
I have to have 60 degrees at all times and I have to have two fans. Now I'm going to have to get a backup generator in my house just in case it ever happens again because I can't live like that. I literally wanted to die.
Yeah, it's terrible. But you know what I recently just got? It was literally like $15 on Amazon. Ooh. And I was like, oh, because I saw this influencer and she wakes up and she turns a little fan off. She has like a little fan on her nightstand.
Yeah, same.
She turns it off and she like stretches. And I'm like, a fan like blowing on you? But like not like dramatic, like a nice like fan on the nightstand.
Yeah.
You know, you get a nice breeze at night. I was like, let me try that. I've been fucking obsessed ever since. I can't lay down in my bed without this little fan. It's so cozy. I've never had that before.
I haven't slept without a fan probably in 15 years. I've always had.
Oh my God. Well, because my room is always 64 degrees. I don't like need that, but I didn't realize that like actually having wind on my face. Oh my God. It was literally the best thing I've ever had. So it's actually travel size. So if I do travel and stuff, I could wrap it up and I could put it in my luggage and bring it. Yes. That's kind of what it looks like. It's pink.
This is I bring this with me.
I have a similar one that I bring to Disney because Disney was hot as a freaking ass crack.
If you're not having a fan, it's just like, I think that maybe the equator exploded or maybe is it global warming? Is it global warming happening?
Yeah, that's like a thing that's happening.
I think it's actually working because it's very hot everywhere I go. The equator is about to explode.
Terrible.
I walked in here. They gave me champagne since I walked in the room.
There?
Dom Perignon.
Oh my God, are you rich?
I'm not. I got this. I mean, I'm staying here. It wasn't that crazy, but it's
God damn.
Very fancy. And I'm only here for one night, but I can't wait to get back. I like want us to just like, you know, we're globetrotters. We are in and out. There's nothing. And what do you do in DC anyway? What's what did you do here besides storm the Capitol?
Yeah, I feel like it's nothing. Not no.
Imagine I can see the president from my house. Let me look. Hold on.
Crackle man.
Imagine he's here.
So it's June, which means it's Pride Month. So happy Pride, bitches. This weekend at the Smoky Shop, because you guys know for Pride Month, I do something at the store every single year to where like I dedicate like you know, a weekend where all the sales, I'm gonna donate a portion to like this organization, local organization. So this week to celebrate and kick off Pride Month, I'm doing 25% off all stores, and in my Huntington, New York location, it's like their Pride weekend there. So they're going to have parades and parties. So it's a fun time. Are you doing a float this year?
No, we're not doing anything this year for Barstool.
Weird.
Well, the thing is, we had all these.
You guys always go crazy.
I know we do. But they had this, all these philanthropy people at work and their office. But like, since they opened up the other office, like there's no one, like all the people that were working on our like charity things aren't really there in the office anymore. So there's like nothing got organized. I'm probably partially due to us not doing anything. We could have took some initiative, but this year, yeah, we're not doing anything this year. And I think, you know, also I'm doing two tours this summer. This is June, so I'm not going to have time to do it anyway. Is that your cleaning lady?
No, my mom just got here. Hi, Nanny.
Hi, Nanny. So I don't have time to do it this time because I have to go on a tour. I'm all over the map. I don't have time to be there for the gays, but I'm there in spirit.
I'm surprised you don't do like club appearances for freaking Pride.
I was supposed to. Your friend Breeze called me. He wanted me to do one on the day after Vegas. I mean, the day after Atlantic City, but I'm going to be hungover. I'm not going to be able to rally and get to there.
What, it'll be on a Sunday?
It's on a Sunday in Long Island in Huntington. They want to be the grand marshal of the gay day there.
Well, I mean, if the bag is right, honey.
Can I have some of the money that you're earning this weekend?
Oh my God, you're so annoying. I was just sweating my ass off, so I've been obsessed with who?
Sorry, what charity are you donating to in Jersey?
Oh, we don't know yet. We're still picking. All That's right. Not till the end of the month. So if you guys know any local small organizations, that's where I like to donate to, because the big ones, like, they already have like their donations and everything. I want like small, like local ones near my store that like really need the money. But I just got done sweating my ass off. I've been obsessed with the TikTok shop lately.
Oh my God.
I'm like buying random shit that I don't need. So, you know, I'm getting my backyard done and I'm going to get everything from Wickery. It's like, this furniture place in Tom's River. They're amazing. They always do all my furniture outside, but I found these like cute, like outdoor rocking chairs, and it has like a pad
on TikTok.
Yes. It was literally like 50% off. So I bought two. And I was like, oh my God, these are so cute. I could put them by the pool. The kids could like lay on it and like play. So I bought two and I ended up putting one together literally an hour ago. Joey, I was fucking livid. I was screaming, chucking shit, swearing, saying the worst things. Like, I wanted to die. But in the end, I ended up getting it done. But I said, fuck this shit, because everyone said, oh, it's so easy to build. You know, all the influencers, they're like, this is the easiest thing to build. I don't know how to build anything. It took me 2 hours. I wanted to freaking die. I wanted to die.
Did you have a drill?
No, you get like the little screw thing that it comes with. But I literally wanted to pass away. So when they say it's easy assembly, bitches, it's not.
They're lying to you. They're fibbing.
They're
you.
Lying.
That's why I always have to call a TaskRabbit to do it, because I can't handle it. The second I start sweating when my dining chairs came, I tried to assemble one. I couldn't even get the back on it. And I called the man. He was there. It was done in 5 minutes.
I have no patience. I have no patience.
Always.
Yeah. Well, they said it was like two steps and the chairs made. They lied.
Was it a nice quality though?
It's really nice. I sat on it. Gianni sat on it. It's really cute. The cushion's very cozy. I'll send you a picture of it. But I got two and I wanted to put it by the pool that we have outside. So then the kids, that you know, they could be on their phone like rocking. I don't know. I thought it was cute.
I love that. I always get nervous on TikTok. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes it could be something really good. Sometimes maybe, but I've had the best experience on TikTok shop. I've bought my candles from there. I bought these little outfits. I buy makeup there. I buy phone cases. I bought
Spanx too.
Oh yeah. And they have everything.
The Spanx are really good.
I've been buying blush.
They really snatch you in.
What flavor are they? What, Spanx? Are they Spanx flavored?
No, they're not the actual Spanx brand.
Yeah.
They're like, They're like the boutique brand.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, I've had a good experience, but like I would be afraid if I bought furniture that it would show up and be doll furniture. Or like the wrong size.
I know. That's happened to me before.
You bought
Remember when I was moving in and I ordered this nice couch? And I was like, oh my God, I think it's on Snooki and JWoww. And I ordered the nice couch on Amazon. It was only like $400. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I got it and it was the size of a freaking a Rocky. It was an animal couch.
With her dogs?
Yeah, it was a pet couch. And I was going to put that in my grand living room. My grand living room.
$400 couch. Speaking of pets, I miss Wiggles so much. You didn't like Wiggles when you met him.
Well, I liked him. He didn't like to be like cuddly like Rocky. So every time I cuddled him and kissed him, he bit me. So he likes his space, clearly. But yeah. He liked me. He was like sitting on my lap and stuff. I got two in his face.
Yeah. Two, there was so much going on too. Plus,
it's half Chihuahua, no?
Yeah, and Dina was.
Yeah, that's how they are. They're snippy.
Screaming, and the two gays were there, the gaggle of gays. But I talked to his breeder. So his breeder is in Pennsylvania, I think up by you, because it's an 845 number. And this is, I found his parents are.
Oh, yeah, that's my mommy.
I know. His parents are still alive, but they don't have any litters of them. So I'm trying to find the same exact parents that have him to have another baby for me.
What'd they say?
Surrogate. She said they doesn't have any, like the same family that didn't have any babies just right now, but maybe she has other dogs she's going to send me. But she, I know that like, she's like a respectable dog lady, and she's like, it's all like, they're all humanely raised and healthy and good. So I was the same thing with Rocky. You got them from a place like that instead of like, you know, females. You don't buy them like at pet stores and stuff. So I, hopefully I can find one just like him. And I'll have him by, you know, whenever he's ready. But I can wait. I mean, I'm on tour all summer, but I'll take him. If he comes this week, I'll take him this week. But if he comes in the summer, in the winter, I'll take him in the winter. But I just have to make sure it's the right one.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And how do you know what they look like when they grow up? It's like, I don't want, they could look like a monster when they're a puppy, but like, if they grow up and be ugly.
Who cares?
Because I don't want an ugly dog.
You'll know right when you see them as puppies that they're cute. They're not going to turn ugly when they get older.
I hope not.
And Rocky's adorable.
Because I know Rocky's adorable, and so is Wiggles.
Rocky's like, my best friend.
I know, I saw him.
My best friend.
But I'm going to, hopefully this works out. But if you know anyone else that lives like, looks like Wiggles and it comes from a respectable home, I would love to find a long-haired chihuahua just like my Winnie. What are you doing for Father's Day? It's coming up.
When's Father's Day?
Sunday.
This Sunday?
Next Sunday.
Oh, woo! I was like, oh dear, shit. I don't know. Obviously, letting Gianni golf all day.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Poppy?
I'm having a barbecue at his house. You should come over. Stop by.
I can't on Father's Day, bitch.
Well, Gianni won't even be home.
Yeah,
I know.
I can't.
I know. I think that's what he wants to do. I was going to go out to dinner, but I guess like he's got a new grill. So I think he wants to like turn out, like have people at his house and do that. So that's what
Where'd he get it from? Sears?
I don't know. He likes Weber grills. My sister bought him one for Christmas and it was shit. It like fell apart and he wasn't working. If he hasn't got a Weber grill, he doesn't want it. So he got himself a Weber and he's going to grill things up. So I'm going to get, you know, go to Costco, make steaks and make salads and all that stuff. And, you know, Oh my God. Do you hear that noise?
It's a tornado.
Not in the middle of Washington, D.C. But yeah, Father's Day is exciting. Do you usually buy Gianna gifts from the kids, or you just like do something nice for
No. Them? No, it's not like his birthday or anything. I just like tell him what a good daddy is. You know, sometimes I get him like a golf outfit or something, nothing crazy. But it's just like, if you want to golf, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's that.
What do you, does he usually get you presents for Mother's Day? It's all the same thing. It's like a fake holiday.
So yeah, I just get flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
All I really want for Mother's Day is like, everyone should be nice to me. I want to be able to sleep in. If I want to like just go up in my room and watch TV and not be bothered, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all this shit.
There should be more events around Mother's Day. Like go a week, girls weekend, Mother's Day weekend. Like, go away for the weekend and like have the kids and like just treat yourself to like getting away from the people that made your mother.
Or just even sleeping all day. I would love that.
I love sleeping. I'm so excited that I get to stay in this fancy hotel tonight because they have Diptyque products in the bathroom. I'm going to take a bubble bath when we hang up.
Oh, what time do you have to be there? And are you going out tonight?
Yeah, I have to go out tonight.
Oh.
Not far. I don't know where I'm going. My cousin's coming. My cousin lives here. I'm doing a dating show for Trish tonight. I've never done this before. So remember we used to do it for my show when I was single?
Yeah.
So I'm doing a similar version of that. So I have
Trish is single now?
Trish has been single for like
Yeah.
So we're doing a little dating show for him, but I've been DMing guys on the internet all week. So
Dave was
yesterday. And he's like, "Who are you texting?" I was like, I'm DMing some guy on the internet looking for a date. He goes, "Oh, good." He was like, "More power to you, girl." I was like, "No, it's not for me, it's for Trish." But I was like, signing these guys' DMs, and I found three really good hopefuls. Like, they're very attractive men. And I feel like DC has all that kind of vibe here. I feel like everyone has like a corporate job and is like not fancy.
Are you supposed to find them in the audience?
Yeah, but I had to make sure they were there. Sometimes we don't have a lot of gay fans.
Sure.
But I want to make sure they're quality members of society.
Oh, yes, it's all women.
I don't even think they live together, so now they're going to like date. But who knows? The crazier things have happened. But I hopefully just want them to have sex tonight. You know what I mean? And hopefully all three of them go home with him, and they have an orgy. And I'll send them like for them in the hotel. I'm going to send like.
Is he a slut like that?
I'm sure everyone is. I mean, I would if I was single, I'd be slutty. I said I wanted to send like if he does hook up and go home, I'm going to send like breakfast in bed to them tomorrow morning. From the hotel.
Cute.
Do you know what I mean?
All right. Is he at the same hotel?
No, he's staying somewhere else. I tried to get where he was, but he wasn't available, and I didn't want to.
Do you pay for your own hotel?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, but I'm making $10,000. I mean, $10 million. This show, tonight's show. So.
Oh, that's good.
I'm only kidding. Do you think that anyone? So you know how the? Do you ever see that guy getting fucked in the ass in the White House?
No. Yes.
In the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. I saw a little clip.
They're gonna show it on the stage today. But I think that's what the wild things go on here. So I hope there's some wild
people. Maybe there's aliens there. Let me know if you see aliens.
Joe Biden's an alien.
No, he's a reptilian.
Oh. Do you think he's here right now? Can you Google if the president's in town?
Yeah, he lives in the White House.
And what if he's at a party? Like, why is he away?
At a party, he's 90.
Have you ever been to you've been to the White House, remember?
When?
You went there a few times. You were holding signs out there asking.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we actually went to the White House. We were like at the governor's house. We didn't know what we were doing.
You were never asked.
And we were drunk. We took a private jet and we were chugging champagne. I don't even remember the whole thing. But I remember my school trip when I went to see the White House when I was like 7.
What did you, you were never asked to speak? Speak at the White House when you were in the height of Snoopy?
What am I? Kim Kardashian?
For climate change?
Oh, can we talk? Since we haven't talked, can we talk about Northwest doing the Lion King show? Because you love her.
She stole that role from Sissy. Your daughter was supposed to do that.
Wait, what do you think of it?
I think that it's nepotism.
Do you still like her?
No, I never liked her. You know, I say she's an asshole. And it's not her own. It's not her own. It is. It, I guess she just, that's who she is. She's just a naturally born asshole. And I've always said that about the young girl, but I think this is nepotism in its finest. She was, I think a lot of
people. What does that mean? Everyone's throwing around that word. I've never heard of it in my life.
Nepotism means that you're born into privilege. Like Either you're born, not
got
if you're,
it.
if you're born rich, yes. If you're born, if your parents are famous, yes. If your parents own a, you know, a multi-million dollar company or, you know, whatever. So if you're born into like, you know, and you can kind of do whatever you want or go to school you want. So it's kind of like, you know, privilege. We were further, we're everything further from the truth. Do you, are your kids Nepo babies? Not really, kind of.
Do my kids, do I do that to my kids?
No, you can't do it to them. They would just be like consider them. I don't think your kids would be considered nepo babies.
What do you mean? Like they, what does that mean again?
You're wealthy, like you guys are rich, but and you're also famous, but it's like
Yeah, but I don't
you don't
make
do that.
them
Like
live life like they're rich.
yeah, exactly.
I
That's what I mean.
act like we don't have a lot and you got to work for what you need.
No,
I don't treat
100%.
them like celebrity kids like the Kardashians do.
Yeah, so I think that
Hell no.
well, I think people, it's how you raise the kids. I mean, anyone can be technically a nepo
Oh
baby
yeah, no.
being born into
I
whatever.
think
You do it differently.
that's just like their life. Like they live in these big ass houses. They have cooks, chefs, nannies. Like they do everything for them when they go into cars. You know, they're in like town cars. Like they have a completely different life.
And so how you
I
raise
drive a
them.
freaking Chrysler minivan. Let's be
Yeah.
serious.
And it's not like, you know, what's it called? Lorenzo's getting like on the good soccer team because his parents are famous. It's
Oh yeah. No.
because
When
he's.
Sissy first tried out cheer, you know, obviously she had to learn all the skills and everything, but when she was on cheer for like her third year, there were some moms saying, "Oh, she's only flying because, you know, Snooki's her mom." Like, no, bitch, no.
Yeah.
She works hard and she goes to extra practices. Like, I hate when other moms say that because that's not the case at all. Like, trust me,
Exactly.
that's not the case at all. And if it was the case, I would pull my kids because I want my kids to work for what they have and where they go. So, no, yeah, my kids are not
Nepo babies.
Neptilians, Nepto
Neptilian.
babies.
No
Yeah,
idea.
no, I don't like that.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
So anyways, since Northwest is a Nepo baby, and I feel like we're talking about how she was she's in the, now was this a one-off show or is this just was it is it an ongoing production of The Lion King at the Hollywood Bowl that she's in?
No, I think it was just a one-time show where it's going to be reoccurring. I think that was just like the premiere of it all.
Okay, got it.
And yeah, I have no idea how she got that role.
The Northwest, apparently she got the role of Simba. And it was a very coveted role, and you're in Los Angeles, so like there's everyone and mother's an actress there. So I guess a lot of people in the industry's parent, like a lot of kids that are actors, you know, child actors, all auditioned for this thing and have worked really
Did
hard.
you see all the kids actors who were up for the role?
No,
And then she had it?
were they better than her?
I just saw their pictures and their costumes. I
Yeah.
wish she would have wore just like the costume that everyone else had. She
Yeah,
had to wear like a Big Bird suit.
I guess someone that redesigned the costume. I don't know if it was her father or someone in their design teams. They kind of like, you know, took liberty to put in this outfit. But yeah, the costume looked like shit. And she's not a singer. I don't think she's a singer. I don't think she's, and everyone's comparing her to Blue Ivy. And because Blue Ivy's a dancer.
Yeah, why is that a comparison? Because they're friends.
Because they're both celebrity kids, I guess. And they're both doing like, I don't know, things like that. But yeah, I don't think that. I think it was a great performance. I thought, unless the role is supposed to be that kind of like singing, like fake singing? Or was it supposed to be like real Broadway?
No, I think it was supposed to be real Broadway.
Well, it sucked. And she sucks. So
that was all the news was that last week or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't watch that, but oh my god, did you watch the show I told you to watch? Lover, Stalker, Killer?
No. I forgot.
Oh my god, ladies, Crusaders, if you know what I'm talking about, you saw it, Nicole, you're gonna love
it. Wait, what is it on?
It's on Netflix. It's called Lover, Stalker, Killer, or Killer, Stalker, Lover. One of them. It's like those three words.
Killer, and it's about, lover.
It's about.
Maybe I did see it. What was it about?
It's about this guy who's like on a dating site and he meets this girl.
Oh yes, and then the girl turned out to be the killer or the stalker.
Yeah, and it's like.
Yes. I watched that 4 months ago when it came out.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. It's what a crazy bitch.
Insane.
This crazy bitch pretended to be someone else and
literally insane.
Making deaths and lighting her house on fire, pretending that she's being attacked, but it's really
she killed her own pets.
Yeah.
Psycho bitch.
What a good show. If you need something suspenseful and like jaw-dropping every 5 minutes, a new twist and turn happens.
Terrible. Love
Killer Stalker on, you know what I mean? Just you Google it and you'll see it. It was, I Bay and I were watching it. It was like, the best thing we had. Now, we're sitting there like, we can't top this. The rest of the week is fucked. We're not going to find anything else better than this.
So I am binging Evil. I don't know if you guys saw Evil. I think there's 3 seasons on Netflix and Amazon Prime or, you know, Amazon. But the new season just came out on Paramount Plus, which you can watch me and my roomies on Paramount Plus. But Evil is their new season. The 4th season is on Paramount Plus. There's 2 episodes out already. So freaking good. If you guys are like a fan of old school Charmed, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, it's like weird stuff like that, but like so freaking good. The characters are amazing. So if you guys are into all that, binge Evil. It's the best show. So I'm so glad that it's back. And that's my show right now.
I'm so excited because Traitors is coming back. I'm not famous enough to go on Traitors because originally if it kept going with not big celebrities, it was fine. But now the celebrities are getting bigger and it's like a harder show to get onto. I was hoping it was like season 2 I was going to get on, but I can't be on there now as of right now. But anyway, so the cast has been announced. Zac Efron's brother is on it. It's like, he's not even a famous person. He was on some home makeup.
What?
Zac Efron's brother's on it. All these people from Survivor. I love Survivor. I've been watching it religiously because it's my friend's favorite show. The Housewives are on it. I think Teresa's on it.
She would do that show.
And Dorinder.
Oh, Dorinder.
Dorinder's on it. And I think one of the girls from the Potomac show is on it. And maybe someone from Atlanta. I'm not sure. And
okay.
Some girls, people from the Challenge are on it. Bob the Drag Queen.
I like the Challenge.
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race. Bob the Drag Queen's going to be on it.
Cute.
Some I don't know, royalty guy that's going to be on it.
Okay.
And I'm just excited to watch it. Last season I watched it. It's so addictive. I like it. It's, you know what I like about it? It's Nicole, you know, I can't follow. I'm street smart, but I'm very stupid at the same time. Like I have trouble understanding things or figuring out things. I can't figure things out or learn how things work. So if I watch a show and I know what's going on and I can follow it, then I love it. Because it can be confusing to other people, but if I understand it, I'm all about it. Like if for some reason I understood that show and exactly what was happening with it and how, and I kind of vibed with it. So I loved that. A lot of times I watch a show and I have no idea what's going on. I have to lie because everyone gets aggravated to get around me asking all the questions.
You're the worst.
I have to act like I know what's happening because they start yelling.
Literally the worst.
I don't want to get yelled at. So it's like, I have to pretend I know what's happening. But this one, I actually know what's happening. And
it's happening.
It's DJ.
So Paul, I don't even know what I'm going to wear this weekend. So, you know, like when you like, you get so excited that you're going to do something with your besties that you haven't done in a while. And like, you're excited to like, look pretty, dress up. I have no idea what I want to wear. I can't find anything. And I know you're going to do my makeup and make me feel pretty, but I don't know what I'm going to wear. What are you going to wear? Are you like dressing up?
I want to dress a little bit because we're going to a nice dinner.
You'll probably walk the red carpet.
Oh, there's going to be a red carpet?
Yeah. You do like pictures before.
Okay, good. I was going to wear something sleek. I was going to wear like a distressed jean, some like nice boots, like high-end boots, and then probably like a button-up. Like a short up. I'm gonna coordinate with Bay though. This is his first time on the red carpet. No, it's not. But
he's not posing the red carpet with you.
I can imagine. Hey, sweet pea.
Imagine, like, I'm ready. Let's do it.
I told Nicole I was gonna propose on the stage.
Imagine.
Last time we were at the Harris Potter pool, Poppy said he was drugged.
Drugged? No, he wasn't
drugged. He was drunk. He was at our live show because we had a live show at Harris last time. Then we went to the pool after dark. Then we had a little party there. And he ended up in a wheelchair.
Oh, yes.
He drank a lot. He was in the, because he wasn't eating at all because he was trying to be skinny to fit in that Burberry outfit I bought him.
See, that's what gets you.
And then he wasn't eating. So he was in the green room getting, and like, and when we have the green rooms and these shows, we have like handles of like vodka all over the place. So he's just going in there.
We
like,
also have food in there too, though.
I know. He didn't eat anything. So he was like pigging out.
Oh my God.
Got fucked up. So every time he goes, he's like, I can't go there anymore. I got drugged last time. I said, who's trying to drug you, girl? You're 50 years old or 75
See,
years
so
old.
So there's a difference. Like sometimes I do want to look good and I don't want to eat a lot before, but then I also know that I'm not getting that drunk. So I know, like, you know, I'm going to get a little buzzed here and there, but like it'll be quicker because I didn't really eat, and say like the two drinks that I normally have that, you know, I don't really feel, I'm going to feel out those two drinks. So if I know like it's not going to be a rager night and it's just like a dinner and I'm going home, that's when like I won't really eat, just because, you know, you'll feel it with the drinks more. But if I know that it's a girl's night and I'm going out, I have a bagel in the morning. Yeah. I might get like a carby meal for lunch. Like I want to prepare myself.
And then also the best formula ever is, and that's why it's tried and true for a girl's night or a big night out. You go to dinner first, and that's where you get the bulk of your fucked up. You don't drink at the club to get like banged up. You want to leave dinner with a nice buzz.
You leave dinner buzzed.
Yes, and that's the perfect way. So then you don't have to, because when you're at the club, you're not going to need to drink like fucking an animal and like catch up and start slamming
and
drinks.
And the club, that's
taking
where, like,
shots and make yourself sick. That's where you get sick.
Yeah.
What you do is you go to the restaurant and everyone shares everything. Order everything at the table. Order like 10 appetizers and like order a few entrees, and just everyone kind of pits and eats. Socialization. And you start with a martini.
Then you go to red wine.
Red wine. And then maybe after dinner, drink maybe before you leave, have a little vodka soda or a glass of champagne to cheers. And that sets the tone for the night. And then you're either, you have a full stomach, not a full stomach, but you're not eating too much where you're full, but you're eating just enough. And it's about, I have goosebumps.
Wait, do you know what I'm so excited for?
I'm
excited for us at dinner when we're like getting to that point and we all just look around each other and like we start like crying and saying what we love about each other. Oh, I cannot wait for that.
You know, we have to,
you're gonna be like, ladies, Nicole, I love you.
No, because I know we see each other a lot, but like, you know, it's times
we
like
always this, cry.
It's times like this that I'm so excited for. Like, you know, there's so many exciting things that we have in our whole lives. Like, we travel all the time around TV. We're doing all these fancy things. But it's like that's like life's real moments is like what we're about to do this weekend. It's like, it's.
We know Opal ditched us.
I heard.
Our friend Opal didn't tell me.
He told Bay that he's not coming. He didn't tell me.
Oh, rude.
I know.
So, yeah, I'm so excited.
We got a joining room.
I don't know where your room is, but I got like a big suite and then I got another suite. So it fits all my friends. And then you and Stuart have your own room.
Yes.
And Uncle Nino's coming. Uncle Nino texted me. He asked for a room. So Uncle Nino will be there, you guys.
Did he come to dinner with him?
No, I don't think so. But he'll be at the club. And yeah, he got a room. So if you guys want to meet Uncle Nino, not just me, come to Harris this Saturday, bitches.
I'm real excited. What are you excited for our tour? Should we do some, like, what should we do this time that we didn't do last time? More audience participation?
Streak.
What?
Streak. I definitely want to do more, like, I want to go in the audience.
Get down and dirty.
I want to get in the crowd and
go off stage, off script. I think there should be a dance portion. I think we should try to like
a dance off.
Maybe dance up, or maybe me and you should open with a choreographed number. Like, I think our opening should be like set the tone.
Okay. Yeah, remember we could do that. And then we could have a Snooki dance contest, and whoever wins gets slippers.
We're going to be fucked up at like 7 a.m. and they're like, say, writing all this down. We're like, oh, now we'll do this.
Yeah, but like, this is going to be great.
But we have five shows. We have Morristown, New Jersey. We have, I don't, all the dates are on Snooki's Linktree. So go to
Linktree, yeah.
Read them off. Order and the dates, right? Let's read the dates down. So everyone get a pen and paper. If you're driving, pull over and pull your panties down.
All right. So we have the Parks Casino, and that is in Pennsylvania, Mama. So okay. All of our PA Crusaders, that is June 28th, Friday, at the end of this month. We got to get our shit together. 8 p.m. It's a 21 and over event in
Bensalem, PA.
Bensalem, PA. Are there witches
Parks
there?
Casino.
I hope the witches come out. So yeah, that's at Parks Casino. And then the next one we have is Boston. We've been to Boston before. Literally obsessed with Boston. Cannot wait. That is July 19th, Friday, 7 p.m.
At what casino? Encore.
Encore is the club that we're going to after. Big Night Live.
Big Night Live,
Boston. Yeah, so that is July 19th. And then I have a club appearance right after at Encore. So yeah. That's going to be a double doozy for you, Boston. Boston always comes out, so you guys are going to be fun. And then we have Staten Island. Ooh. I'm so excited. It's right over the bridge.
Yeah.
So we have Staten Island at St. George Theater.
What day?
All of our mamas go there. That's July 18th. So that's our show right before Boston.
Oh,
so
we one after another.
Yeah, so that's the only doubleheader that we have. So yeah, that's Thursday. That'll be on a Jersey, July 18th, 8 p.m., St. George Theater in Staten Island. But the good thing is we're not driving to Boston this time. I got us plane tickets.
Oh, thank God. I can't
drive. The last time me and Joey drove, it was like 6 hours. We wanted to kill ourselves.
You were laying on the floor in the back seat.
I wanted to freak out. And then we have Stanford, Connecticut.
Oh.
So that is September 14th. I don't know. Oh, tickets are on sale. Yeah. So September 14th,
party.
8 p.m. at the Palace Theater, Stanford, Connecticut.
Wait, have you had New Haven or Connecticut style pizza before?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's oh my God.
Connecticut pizza is good.
It's the best pizza in the world.
And you're lying.
I'm not kidding. It's New Haven pizza.
Who told you that, Dave?
I know it is. I've been there for years. I've grown up on it. It is the best.
I like thin crust, crunchy pizza.
That's what it is. That's all it is there. Okay. We're gonna go to Colony.
All right, we're gonna have to get our pizza.
I'm gonna have Colony. Colony's the best one in Stanford. I'm gonna have Colony send over like a bunch of pizzas for our dressing room. And we're gonna have that. And I'm also gonna have them for the Crusaders. I'm gonna pass it out at the theater too. It's my favorite pizza.
Ooh.
And they have a bit of pepper on it. It's like spicy pepper that you put on it if you want. It is.
Oh yeah, I don't want that one.
It is the best pizza. Colony, if you're listening to our show, make sure to text us. Come to our show. We'll send you tickets.
Yes, please. So those are our show dates, bitches. You better go and get them. And this weekend, come see me and Joey. We're going to be wilding out dancing at Harris on Saturday. Okay.
Gambling. All right, ladies. Well, chin up, panties down, everything we just find. Kickoff to Pride Month is here. If you're gay, congratulations. Hi, gay. Happy Pride Month. I have to go get ready for my live show at the to storm the Capitol at the White House. And
good luck tonight. I have to go pack my bag, get ready for this weekend. So we'll see you bitches there. And yeah, go be sloppy.
Sloppy, sloppy. See you next week.
It's happening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.